Making Friends. Children all over the world pray, sing primary songs, and learn about the gospel, just like you. This month, let's meet Brian Curry of Portland, Maine by Melvin Levitt. Each night along the rugged, storm-lashed coast of Maine, lighthouses reach out into the darkness with beacons of light. Right now, Brian Curry, age 9, and his family are paying a daytime visit to the Portland Head Lighthouse on Cape Elizabeth. They like to sit on a bench and watch the breakers crash and foam white against dark rocks. Brian knows very well that lighthouses can be symbols of higher things. A lighthouse helps people in boats or ships find their way through the fog, and the gospel helps us get safely back to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, he explains. What Brian's like. Brian is a real people person, Sister Curry says. He can just meet somebody and start talking to them or playing with them. He gets along with people. Brian knows a lot about the gospel, Brother Curry adds. When the missionaries come by, they sometimes ask him questions. He just snaps the answers right off. Sister Power. Brian's sisters, Rachel, age 5, and Alicia, 7, are fun, kind, and compassionate. When I'm not feeling well, they both take care of me, Sister Curry says. Friends and gerbils. Brian's taste for geography is obvious when he mentions some of his many friends. As he names them, he makes clearly exactly where they live in relation to the Curry home. He can explain not only how to find his old friends, but how to make new ones. Making a new friend doesn't take just a few days, he cautions. It takes more than a week. The Currys once had 3 gerbils, Speedy, Chucky, and Harry. Only Harry still survives. Technically, he is Alicia's pet, but since the cage is in Brian's room, he gets to enjoy the chewing and digging show. Conversion. Brian's mom joined the church when he was 5 years old. Several years later, Brother Curry also became a member. Brian waited until he was 9 years old to be baptized so his dad could perform the ordinance. It feels good to all be in church together, Brian says. Prayer. When I'm sad, I pray, Brian states. Then I feel a lot happier, because for some reason I always remember something happy, like going on a vacation with my family. I think maybe Heavenly Father reminds me of all the fun stuff I've done, so it can push the sad stuff out of my head. The whole family prays when a big storm blows in off the Atlantic Ocean. It's scary, Brian explains. We're afraid the big tree in our front yard will fall down on our house. A tree did fall on our house once. Favorite family home evening. Brian's favorite family home evening lesson was one his mom gave on repentance. She hid paper footprints around the house. Each footprint had a step of repentance written on it. The children first had to find the hidden steps. I found some and let Rachel find some, Brian recalls. Then the family talked about each one and put them in order on the floor. Then each person walked on the footprints, naming the steps of repentance as he or she went. Brian's big goal. I want to be a missionary. I've been reading the scriptures to prepare. A shining light. Brian knows that all Latter-day Saints have been called to be a light to the world and that his home is a lighthouse for neighbors and friends. His family is looking forward to going to yet another house of light, the Holy Temple, where they will be sealed for time and eternity. They want all the light they can get. What Brian likes: playing sports, especially baseball. He has a large and growing baseball card collection and especially treasures players from the Boston Red Sox. He also enjoys soccer, swimming, golf, table tennis, kickball, and dodgeball. Vacationing at Sebago Lake about 30 miles away, splashing down slides at water parks, zooming down the sled run Dad builds past the house on good snow years, reading books and studying math. He is in accelerated math and reading programs at school. End of the article. Making Friends. Brian Curry of Portland, Maine by Melvin Levitt.